What a shame. What a shame. Good morning.
That sucks.
I know. Do you believe that? Do you believe that?
What a bummer.
Did you believe? Yeah.
Not a good... Oh, it's so sad.
I know, isn't it? Well, you know, he did... He really poked the giant in the eye, Bridget. He, by the way, I know it's you, I can tell. He made claims.
That's
where he got in trouble.
Could hear the C word, huh?
Right. He used the C word.
And,
but I mean, even that, come on, your guy doesn't deserve to go to prison for 12 years.
Well, exactly. You know, exactly. I thought we had freedom of speech. Apparently not.
Well, now when it comes to the FDNA and the, you know, the AMA, they've got a tight lid on this thing. Yeah.
So they're going to come put us to jail if we say that if we think good thoughts and tell our body we're going to heal, it'll heal. You can heal anything. Everything. You can heal everything. And so they're going to come put me in jail.
Well, let's not get Orwellian here. Let's not get over the top. Let's not get over the top.
You know what I mean? No, come on.
Well, see, that's all spiritual advice, and you're covered. See? Did you know that?
Yeah, put a product in there or you know, light bulb, and you get in trouble.
Put a light bulb. That's right. Don't use that light bulb. Yeah, I give spiritual advice. I don't do medical advice. And spiritual advice, you're covered, so they can't give you a hard time.
I don't know. They're going to figure out a way.
No. Don't be saying that, girl.
You just wait.
Don't put out that album in the ethers.
Hey, I did want to say that, you know, I've been doing Dr. Ellie's thing, and I think it's helped my teeth tremendously.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. I
haven't done the pearl thing, and I'm gonna.
Yeah,
do that. I know that her protocol has helped me tremendously.
Well, I know, and as I said, I'm not suggesting it's not good. So don't. Yeah, yeah. So you've done
and
it.
And the other thing is, when I was using baking soda and salt and hydrogen peroxide, and I think that was not helping me. And I didn't try it with coconut oil, but I still wonder. I kind of think the less we mess with them, the better.
I think so, too. I do. I think that they like to remineralize, you know. Wasn't it the dentist who did the whole Weston Price thing? What was his name? You know, the fellow that went around the world looking at people's teeth, and it was the whole basis for the Weston Price. Dr. Weston or Dr. Price, one of those guys. Anyway. No, he suggested that.
Him.
Yeah, he suggested that these people who lived out in the bush and stuff like that they just ate natural foods. They didn't brush their teeth, and their teeth were perfect.
Or put this floss between each tooth that kind of makes a gap and like pushes bacteria down into the gums and stuff. I mean, it's.
I know. I don't floss. I haven't flossed. Yeah, forever.
I don't either anymore. I did for all my life. But
really?
I mean, it's been now. It's like you wake up. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like.
Makes sense to me, and the less I've messed with them, the better they are.
Yeah, I think so. So what on Dr. Ellie's protocol? You've been doing a pretty. Strict, you know, her five things?
No, I did quit the act as much, and I'm still doing the crest. But the one thing that really helped me was brushing my gums, not my teeth.
Right.
So I hardly even, you know, get on my teeth. I just mostly massage my gums really good, and that
right.
makes such sense, and it feels right. And then the Listerine, I think that's been good for me. And I do the crest, but, you know, I'm not opposed to, when I run out of this tube, I am going to look for something. But I think a little bit, and I spit it out. I don't swallow it.
Right, right. So are you doing the closest, then, the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that.
I kind of like that product, too, yeah.
That's my infected tooth, you know.
So what have you noticed with Dr. Ellie's protocol?
Just this infected tooth is going away, and my teeth are... feeling better and looking great, and I'm not doing much with them besides pushing the clothes and the brushing with Crest, and I do the act every once in a while. I really have backed off on that a lot.
Yeah.
But I think every once in a while I will swish, you know, and just kind of hop in and out.
I mean, a little bit. I don't think a little bit of fluoride is going to kill you, you know?
I don't either. I think you've been getting a little bit for a while. So, yeah, that's how I feel. And I'm definitely going to get the pearl serum.
Yeah, check that out. Try it. And let me know what you think. I think you'll get blown away.
I will.
You'll get blown away. How are you doing on the living streams? Are you still whooshing?
Oh, and I wanted to ask you about that. So, you know, I'm putting them in my mouth. I do a squirt or two under my tongue, hold it in there, and then I swallow it. Is that how you take it?
No, I always put it in water, but I don't think it matters, does it? I'll ask Wayne on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do, please, is ask how we're supposed to take it, because I thought he said squish it underneath your... And when you read the directions, it says take about 5 drops, but it doesn't tell you where to take it.
Yeah, that's right. It didn't tell you where to take it. Boy, I tell you what, my colon has been, I don't know if you heard me, but oh my goodness. It's like, it just wants to keep going.
You just had another, I heard a little bit. Did you have another little detox kind of thing?
Well, now I'm having like an everyday detox, like all the time, you know. It's just like what, like, you know, every 2 hours. What's up? And I, where's this stuff coming from?
What, you're pooping?
Yeah. Glad you said it and I didn't.
I don't know, but every once in a while I'll do that, but not every. But then I go back to I'm a one day pooper pretty much. I guess I shouldn't say that, but I'm a morning pooper for sure, and then. And then, you know, sometimes we get another one, sometimes we don't.
I wonder if 12 a day is normal. I'm just kidding.
Sorry?
I wonder if 12 a day is normal. I'm just kidding.
There is no good or bad or right or wrong, so I don't know. How does that feel for you?
That's, well, you know, I mean, every now and then you get a little sore, you know. It's like, what's up with that?
Spending a lot of time on the throne, so I don't know if you want to be spending that much time there, but...
Well, I suspect my theory is, and this makes me feel good, so I just make stuff up, you know, that there's all these good bacteria are just kind of, you know, making things even more righter than they were. You know what I mean? More righter.
Yeah, but I can't imagine you having any issues of so much stuff that you already do.
Well, maybe we all got issues. You know what I mean?
Catch up with you.
You know what I mean? We all got. We all living on planet Earth. I'm no different than you guys. You know.
Yeah, but you just are eat pretty clean, and you're pretty lean and mean, you know, so then you can't get much down in there.
But don't forget, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, I did probiotics.
And what did that do for you?
Well, it wasn't good.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I was going to see if you wanted me to draw a card.
Oh, my God. She does our tarot cards, don't you, Kyle?
Yeah, you want to draw a card?
Sure, baby. Yeah, I just want to tell people why I did that. I had some stealthy bacteria running around in my gut and with this heartburn thing that I'd had. And so we decided to go ahead and nuke it. So I did that. So it's maybe all the living streams are just re-inoculating the colon, you know. That's my story anyway.
Better than thinking anything else.
That's right. I like that. Thank you. Can I quote you on that? I'm going to quote you on that, Bridge. Better than thinking anything else. I know, it's funny, and it's very, very, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, we do have our choice, right? We can think, my God, I've just killed myself. I've just nuked everything. I'm going to, you know, whatever. Or, hey, the living streams is re-inoculating, and I'm just going to be better than ever. I mean, which one are you going to choose?
Exactly. And the stupid thing is to take something and be choosing to think it's not good for you.
Boy, that's the worst, isn't it? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's brain dead for you.
Yeah, like, I know this is not going to be any good, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Oh. Yeah. And we do it all the time, right? People eat a piece of chocolate or whatever, and it's like, I shouldn't eat this, but, I want it. You know, God, we're so...
Do you do that?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
All the time. I'm eating those chips, crunching on them, saying, no, probably shouldn't be eating
these. Oh, don't do that, girl.
Crunch, they sure are good.
Don't do that. Just say, man, these are going to be the best thing ever. Boy, Doodle and I do that. When we eat stuff, man, we just say, okay, this is great. If I got into a situation where I couldn't get, like, organic chicken or so, right? just natural. So I'll go through a whole thing with her, and we bless it, and we take out all the GMOs that could be in there, and poof them, they go away. We go through the whole thing. We do a ceremony. And she just sits there and looks
at
me. Believe me, it's very powerful. I mean, I kid about it, but this is the way I live my life, man. I'm not gonna. Woo. So did
exactly, you, and so many people do, and I still do, and I work on it all the time, and it's just so interesting the conflicts we live daily. You know, I should do this. You know, you're doing one thing, and you think you should be doing something else, or you know.
Really. Yeah, you know, yeah. Well, be aware of that, and you can figure that one out, because
be in the moment.
Well, but also, you know, you can talk to yourself. And speaking of tarot cards, I went to this.
Oh,
no, wait a minute. Let me tell you a story. So I went to this wild gypsy guy in Austin in 1986, and he had this big fluffy beard, and he lived in a purple school bus with two girls, you know, that he's married to.
And, I like it.
Oh, this guy was a trip. This guy was great. And he would just drink beer all day long, right? That's all he did. See? But he was in this little place on the side of the highway, and everybody knew when he came into town because they wanted to go see him, and he did tarot cards. And on some levels, he was very, very evolved. I mean, you looked at him in the eyes, and it was like, you knew that this guy knew something was going on, right? I mean, you know, even though he was drinking beer and stuff and being silly, but that's just the way he was, because he didn't really care, right? He just didn't care. But he said something that I always remember, and now, you know, it's really part of my practice, is you never want to question self. Never want to question yourself. Never. You make a decision, you go for it. 100%. Yeah, 100%. And it's very hard on our body when we say, oh, I don't know if I should, you know, I know I shouldn't do this. Or, you know, or question what we've done. It's very detrimental to the body. Very, very hard. I think that's how I created my tummy for 2 years, you know. There were things that I wasn't really clear on. And I just, you know, I just faked my way through it. About stuff that I did, and I think that's how I created that. But I don't do it anymore, boy, the last year. Just go for it, you know. Because you know what? God doesn't care.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
God doesn't care what you eat. God doesn't care what you do. I mean, there's karma with things that we do, but nobody out there, and please hear me when I say this, no one or no thing out there that matters, right, will ever give you a hard time of what you've just done or said. Nobody. Except you.
That's so true.
Of course, you know, your neighbors might, but they don't matter, right? Or, you know, somebody else might, but they don't matter. But God or your spiritual teacher will never, good ones, will never give you a hard time. They just keep going. Well, let's keep going. You'll be good. But we do it to ourselves, don't we?
Yeah, because life, everything we do is a lesson. You know, ouch, that hurts. I don't want to do that anymore. Or, God, that feels so good.
Let's do more of that.
Right, yeah. Then maybe we do more of that. Mm-hmm.
So when you do an ouchie or something, you say, I'm not going to do that anymore. So you're okay with that, right? You don't give yourself a hard time for doing it?
I hope not anymore. I mean, I have.
Okay.
Like I said, I work on it all the time.
Good. So you stay aware of that. You don't get into that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like right now, there's a ton of paperwork I should be doing, you know, but I also have people coming in, so I'm cleaning the house and getting ready. But so you're torn. I'm torn between that. Mm-hmm. I got to sit at my desk and get those papers off my desk, or I got to keep getting my house beautiful because these people are coming in. You know, I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
I need to exercise. Have I taken care of my body today, you know? What comes for, you know?
Well, my
and
only...
then you get back into the moment and like be appreciate and be so with what I'm doing right now,
that's
and
right.
I feel better.
That's right. I think the easiest way out, in my experience, Bridge, for what it's worth, is just be silly. Don't, you know, if you don't feel like cleaning your house, don't do it. But don't beat yourself over it. You know, just don't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just don't do it. Okay.
And I have so let go of, and having Airbnb people in my home, it's been such a gift to just, you know, to open up to have people do things differently. And and it's great.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Just so accept all that comes in and how they do things and be okay with it all. You know, I see people that are so anal about their homes or about their, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this has so helped me not be, you know? It's like, oh, and they come in, I'm like, oh, I'm just sweeping the porch, you know? And they're like, God, we don't care. You know, it's so fun.
So fun.
It's fun to be yourself.
Fun to be yourself.
In your own skin.
That's right. And love yourself no matter what dumb things you might be doing, even while you're doing them. That's fun, too.
Exactly.
Did you ever do that? So this is really dumb, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway because I can and I'm not hurting anybody, so what do I care? Okay.
And I want to.
Yeah, and you want to, so do it.
This is what I want to do right now, yeah.
If you want to have Cheetos or chocolate cake, go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I do eat potato chips every once in a while, and my cat likes potato chips.
That's right. Oh, man, they have there's these corn chips. There's
he only gets a few, but I mean, he will crunch on a potato chip. It is so funny.
She eats the potato chips?
Well, and I'm not much, though. And then the other night, we're sitting out here on the porch eating, and I had a little, I have a screened-in porch, but there was a tree frog on the wall, you know, and he looked at the tree frog, and we both look, and we're like, oh, he wouldn't eat that, you know, not a little tree frog. And he goes over there and crunches on that thing right in front of him.
Man.
I was like, "Oh my God!"
Have you ever seen a cat? Have you ever seen a cat eat a mouse? Have you seen a cat eat a mouse?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I've seen that.
But it's pretty brutal,
and
isn't it?
He's a good mouser.
Is he?
He's a good mouser. Yeah.
And what I wanted to ask you before, do you think? I was talking about the milk thistle. Did you hear me talking about the dogs? I give Doodle. I think it's a good thing.
Yes.
Do you think it'd be okay for cats? It'd be okay, right? There's such different species.
Would a cat go out into the woods and eat milk thistle?
I don't know. I've never asked.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know that they're different than us as far as how they get their vitamins and nutrients and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're from a different...
I would maybe, you know, if you... I mean, I would do it very little.
They're from a different...
He felt like he needed a little bit. But, I think Mother Nature takes care of them. Mother Nature is so amazing. And that even though we are screwing up by spraying and whatever, they've got mechanisms in there to fight off because they've had to fight off other things. And Mother Nature's so smart, and so I think she helps, she protects them.
Yeah. I want to get a kitty again. You know, it's been a while.
I love my little guy. His name is Little Darlin.
Oh.
And he's, like, so weird, and he's so fun. You know, but he's so weird. He'll be freaky, he'll be scared of people, and then he's real sweet and love him.
How old is, how long have you had him? I don't care how old he is.
I had babies, and so he was one from the babies. So he's like 5 years.
Oh. Oh.
6 years or something like that, 13.
So you had a mom that had babies?
5 years. Yeah, I rescued this cat. I thought she was fixed. She was on my porch. All of a sudden, I heard this flumping around. You know, I just heard this. It's my first time having a cat in a long time. And I heard this noise, and I was like, oh, my God. The next morning, I woke up, you know, I was like, that wouldn't have been my cat getting pregnant, would it? But I didn't even know it could get pregnant. And then next thing I knew, the dang thing pregnant. So
have a little roll in the hay right in front of you, huh?
They're out on the porch frolicking, but I could hear them flumping around, man. I was wondering what that noise was. And So then we had babies. Oh, and it was so funny. So this is, I know people are going to freak about this, but so I brought, it was in between my people renting my house up here. So I had to, I brought Mama and five babies up. And first thing Mama does is goes gets like three rats that were in here because people have been renting my house. I didn't know. I was like, oh my God, these three huge rats, you know, she killed them in a day. It was like awesome, you know. And then she's like, next day I wake up and she's got another one out there and all the babies are around it, like she's showing them what to do. But it was like as big as she was. It was huge. And then what happened is I had a flooding here. You know, the water was surrounded by the house, and it was in between people. I forget what happened, but I wasn't here for 2 days, and my cats floated away.
Oh, no.
They floated away, and then, like, I came back, you know. I'm like, well, my cats are gone. And then, like, 2 days after that, like, three of them come walking back through the woods, you know, meow. Yeah. Three little ones. They were little, you know. They were just, like, not even a year old, but they came walking back. So I'm sure somebody got the other ones, too. I'm sure they floated up into somebody's yard and they got them. So,
oh, I'm sure they, funny, yeah, I'm though. Sure they, I'm sure they're fine, you know.
Yeah, I know they are. They did get floated away.
Floated away. It is floated away.
That was terrible. Yeah. I mean, it truly was terrible, but it was kind of funny. And they're fine. And that's how little Garland's still one of the crew, and he's still with me. He's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I drew a card. Just
okay.
What I drew.
Okay.
Two of Cups.
Two of
which
Cups?
Is love.
Oh.
Okay, you want me to read it real quick?
Sure.
Then I got to get on with it. Okay. Two of Cups is love. This represents the type of love that is nurturing, creative, inspirational, clear, and equally fulfilling. This is love that reflects strong communication. A symbol as symbolized by the red dolphins, in total expression of each other. It's love that is internally experienced as well as externally experienced, which is reflected by the double pink lotus blossoms, representing the concept of as above, so below,
ooh,
as within, so without.
Ooh.
The Two of Cups represents love that is equal and special, which is symbolized by the equally filled cup. This is love that is not symbolic, symbionic. It is love that is fully expressed from an individual place and love that is extended to another without self-abandonment or self-diminishment. It is the type of love where each of the individuals feel equal to the other and simultaneously very special to each other. We all have had the experience of what it's like to have an equal relationship and yet not feel special, which is often the colleague or professional relationship. And we've often had the experience of knowing that it is not like to be special. We've also often had the experience of knowing what it is like to be special but not equal. The Two of Cups represents both equal and special love. It is a creative love, which is represented by the green sea. It is inspirational and spiritual love, which is represented by the yellow reflection on the water. It is love that's clear and focused, which is represented by the blue sky. The astrological aspect of this card is Venus in Cancer. Venus is the planet of love, beauty, and creative power. Cancer is the astrological symbol of nurturing, comforting, supporting, and healing. The sign of Cancer is associated with family and the home. And so this is also love that is comforting, supporting, healing. It is also love that is very much expressed within the family and the home and in all areas of our life. Whenever you pull this card, it indicates that in the next 2 weeks or the next 2 months, there will be an experience of emotional balance and emotional fulfillment with capacity to give love as well as to receive love in equal proportions. It also indicates that in the next 2 weeks or the next 2 months would be a good time to extend and receive love from Cancer people in your life, anyone born June 21st to July 21st, or it'd be a good time to extend and receive love from important family members or extended family members. This can also indicate a love for two people, two situations, two gifts, talents, resources that you have, and that somehow these two loves in your life, whatever they may be, are equally balanced and fulfilling in the next 2 weeks or the next 2 months.
Oh. So you watch out. You're going to probably fall madly in the next 2 weeks.
I don't know. You too.
I think
for
you
all of us.
For all of us. So I'm going to play a song just for you when we finish the show, okay? Okay?
Okay.
For being such a cool, for being such a cool chick.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm, you're welcome. Thank you, Bridge. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you real soon.
That was fun.
Bye.
All right.
See you real soon. Why? Because we love you. MIC, see you real soon. Previously with Dr. Richard Ulrey and the relationship to the bacteria in our gut, to everything.
There's tremendous communication between the gut bacteria in the brain through the vagus nerves.
Oh.
The brain doesn't necessarily make a lot of stuff. It's kind of like living on Hawaii. Everything has to be imported. 80% of what your brain needs is actually made by the gut bacteria for your brain to properly function and to regulate the rest of the body. Your gut bacteria is designed to make all of your vitamins. So if you're giving your patients vitamins, that means your gut bacteria is not making the vitamins for the body in question. I said, assuming you straighten out the gut and we bought all the right bacteria doing all the right things, making vitamins, the reason you need vitamins is so you can absorb minerals.
Ah, that's great. We're learning so much. We've always known the bacteria being important, but more and more. Wow. These Living Streams probiotics we're promoting, we believe they are some of the most bioactive, varied, unique human DNA probiotics in glass liquid available anywhere. All the products in our store, click on One Living Streams, and you'll get access to them all on OneRadioNetwork.com. Daniel Vitale is one of your flagship products, of course, the colostrum, which is easy to take, yummy, easy to get the kids to take. Talk a little bit about how it's necessary for the baby calves, but then also that it works for people.
Well, colostrum is the first food for all mammals. So all mammals produce colostrum before they produce milk. And that colostrum works not just in that animal, but it'll work across species and other animals too. And nowhere is this more true than with cows and human beings. Now, cows produce this surplus, which allows us to take a little bit of that and then turn it into this powder form, which is a fantastic food in smoothies and other confections and things like that. It has this ability to impart the immunity of the animal that it came from to us.
This is a pretty magical superfood, in my opinion, and Patrick's whole gut has continued to improve with more revolutions around the sun, and I've sure had my share of colostrum over the years. Wonderful superfood, and one of the best ones available today. SirThrival, any SirThrival link, colostrum, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you like aminals, I saw a pretty cool video. It was a documentary last night called Jane. And it was about Jane, I think Goodall is her name, Jane Goodall. And it was a National Geographic. And it was all about her work with Leakey and the chimps in Africa. And some parts of it were so sad. And some were just so amazing. Yeah, she really, they found a whole bunch of film that had been just kind of lost for, gosh, years and years. Her whole premise is that we evolved from these species, you know, the chimps and the apes, but as humans, I don't agree with that. I have a different opinion on that, but to be that, as it may, it was really, really well done. So if you like aminals and that kind of thing, might be something fun to watch. Kind of a nice thing. It's called Jane. And it's, I think I got it. Oh, I got it on Netflix. Netflixers. All right, let's see. All right. Good morning, who's this?
This is Sean in Seattle. How are we doing, Patrick?
Well, Mr. Sean, it's been a while.
Yes, it has. We got sunny Seattle here, and we're actually going to be hitting 86 or 89 today, possibly.
That's warm for Seattle?
Yes, plenty warm, plenty warm. Not like what you get in Texas, but it's all good. All good.
Do you like living up that Northwest?
Love living in the Northwest here.
Do you?
I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. We're going to go down and visit Amanda Mary, a friend down in Belize for a few months. But love Belize also. Love Oregon. Don't care for Arizona or California. Too much toxicity.
Too much what?
Too much toxicity down there.
In Arizona?
Yeah. Arizona and California, yeah. Concrete, and then more concrete.
Oh, lots of concrete.
No green.
You guys got a lot of green up there, don't you? A lot of green.
We got a lot of green. We look at nothing but green.
Can you find places in Oregon and Washington State where you get plenty of sun? Is there places in the state where you can do that?
Oh, yeah. You got Eastern Washington is, I'd say, like Texas, if you want to say, you know, pretty much sunshine, 320 days of the year. And that's just 2 hours from Seattle. Same thing with Oregon, Eastern Oregon, mm-hmm. Southern Oregon is, you know, you do get the four seasons still, or you do get a winter and you might get a little dust and the snow and cold, but, dry and not as green. Bend, Oregon is absolutely beautiful. It's a combination of you get the green, plus you get the four seasons, plus you get
some water,
plenty of sunshine and plenty of warmth. And Bend, Oregon, we actually looking at a few places down there, a couple hundred acres. And so,
oh boy, is that in the center, Bend?
A little bit, yeah, southeast of Portland, about 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more east.
Nice country, though, huh? Nice country.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's, you know, my wife and I, we just said it's like that. We moved anywhere besides Washington here, you know, Oregon, Bend, Oregon was, you know, and it's a destination place where ski resorts and whatnot all close by, and yet it's only 80,000 people, and you know,
sounds great.
Small hometown, absolutely beautiful. So,
yeah, big tall trees.
Yeah, they have the pine trees down there, the ponderosa pines. They don't have the fir trees as much as what we have in Seattle. You know, the pine trees are 60-70 feet tall. The fir trees and hemlock trees we have in Seattle, we get 120 feet tall, 140 feet tall. And,
wow.
And down in Oregon, they have the short and the long. The pine needles are like 4 inches long with pines that they get down there. We get the short 1-inch ones, the fir trees and the hemlocks here. So, and we have the ponderosa pines also. But, yeah.
Yeah,
it is beautiful.
Pretty. I spent a little time in Portlandia, but not too long. But that's pretty. It was pretty neat up there.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful. Oregon and Washington, pretty much about the same in climate and scenery and whatnot. But hey, I was calling. I heard you and Adam Bergstrom talking the other day, and you guys made a comment about. You both are kind of, you know, on the fence about the CBD oils and whatnot that are, you know, the fad or whatnot that are out there. And I just wanted to put my 2 cents in of the research that I've done and checking out all the, my bride and I, we've been down to California and around the country, you know, checking out all the different scientists and nutritionists and the different factories, and I would say that, yeah, the analogy that I give everybody on the CBD oil is you know, just like what you say on your show, know the source, then know the process. You know, if you know the source that Adam has a beautiful hemp farm, organic farm, and all right, great. And then you know that, you know, Sean has the perfect processing of it where it doesn't destroy anything and doesn't take anything out, then great, you got a good product. Well, I can tell you, all the research that Sharon and I have done here, the Apex CBD oil is the only one in the world that we have found, and obviously it's a patented process also, through Andreas' seed oils and his Apex CBD oil. It is night and day, and I don't know if Andreas has sent any of that down to you or not yet.
Oh, you mean so the R. Andreas has got a really one of the best ones you found? I didn't know that.
The best in the world. The analogy that I give, it's like, okay, I don't drink milk and everything, but it's something that everybody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best milk in the world would be straight from the tip from the cow.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out and grab it. You know the source. She's been out there grazing and get it straight, get it raw. And that's your good stuff. Okay. You know, and we say, if man made it, throw it away. If God made it, hey, it's great. Well, God made it perfect and straight out of the tip. But then when man goes and processes it, you know, with milk, they take out the fat, they take out the curd, they take out the, you know, they take out everything. And then, you know, they make all different products off it because they can make five times the money if they take the whole milk and they process it down to making five products out of one. And with the milk industry, they ended up with skim milk at the end. It's like, oh, this watery stuff. And they wanted to throw that stuff away. But then it's like, oh, some idiot's going to pay money for this watered-down milk that they think is milk and is just, you know, nothing. Well, this is the same thing that's happened in the cannabis and the CBD world and the hemp world is all the processing in the world, doesn't matter if it's organic, you know, starting product, knowing the source, all the process in the world, the ethanol, the CO2, the multiple different processes that they use, they suck out all of the different products so they can make other products, or they can throw away part of it because, you know, somebody believes that, you know, oh, this has no use and everything, we can just throw this away. And a lot of stuff gets destroyed just because of the, you know, chemical processing, the CO2 extraction processing, and the distillation processing, and all this fun stuff. Well, Andreas's Apex oil, it is just like our juicer. You put green in, and it drips out green at the bottom.
Hmm.
And that's the straight, cold process, the only cold process CBD oil in the world. That's the only organic full spectrum CBD oil in the world. I mean, there is nobody in the world has a machine that they can do anything but the normal stuff. He has the only patented machine that can just take it and squish it and squeeze it and come out with the raw product in this cold process where it's just, hey, taking your dry product, squeezing it and getting your juice out the bottom, and so you're getting every bit of that God-given plant. Mm-hmm. And when you take this stuff, I mean, the difference of you tasting his CBD oil, his full spectrum, and it's the only full spectrum. There's so many people that call full spectrum CBD oil. It's like, you know, there's not one other product in the world that has a full spectrum CBD oil because they're doing ethanol extraction or they're doing CO2 or doing it.
Well, I didn't know it was that cool of a product. It's in our store, by the way, folks. You want to get some?
Yeah.
Apex?
Yeah,
I've never tried it, why do you take it?
Why do I take it? Because it's just like, why do you take minerals? Well, mm-hmm. your body, you know, needs these nutrients. Why do we take the sulfur? Where our body needs, you know, mm-hmm. our body makes the sulfur, and then we get it from eating onions and garlic.
So you think the body needs these cannabinoid things, endocannabinoids?
Yeah, our body has the cannabinoids in them. And our body, you know, it's just like taking, digestive enzymes. Why do we take digestive enzymes? Well, we take them because the studies have shown that every 8 to 12 years, our body loses around 10% of the body's ability to produce digestive enzymes. And the digestive enzymes are, you know, made in the mouth. Well, at 60 years old, that means you've lost 60% of your body's ability to produce digestive enzymes to process that nice salad that you just ate. Well, that means that you need to supplement with digestive enzymes, because if your body only produces, you know, 40% of the digestive enzymes to digest your food, well, that's why you're full of shit. You know, and this is something, you're just talking about, why are you pooping so much? Well, you know, we're all full of poop. And, you know, if we don't give our body, you know, more of what it needs and what it already produces, and our body produces endocannabinoids, and we have the CBD1 and the CBD2 receptors in our body, well, this is exactly what that plant has. And
how does he? Hold on a second. How does he get the? How does he get the THC out of there? Do you know? Did you talk to him?
Yeah, with the hemp plant, there is little to none THC. I mean, he has like 0.0034 THC in his hemp CBD oil, and by FDA or not FDA, by DEA regulations,
right?
Can have 0.3. He has 0.0034, so next to zero. And the thing is THC is not activated until it's heated.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every processing in the world, with exception of his, it's a heat process. High heat process. So he could actually take a higher THC hemp plant and press it, and, well, it would not be activated because it's a cold process.
How cool. Wow.
But your body needs the full plant, the full spectrum of the plant. Just go back to the milk thing. Your body needs that full whole milk. It doesn't need to be stripped down and pasteurized, and that's exactly what every other oil is doing out there. And I don't believe our body should be smoking anything. You know, I don't think our body is designed to smoke anything. And that's how, you know, people that they smoke the THC, you know, oil, you know, which, you know, they have beneficial effects and everything. And I say, well, there's 99% of everything else, and then there's the 1% that is his, and it's the only one in the world that is the full spectrum. You taste the difference, and it's the difference between taking whole milk and you taking the most, you know, 1% or 0% skim milk. That's the difference between his CBD oil. I mean, I can get you a $200 an ounce CBD oil, the best in California. I can take the top 10 in California, which they produce supposedly some of the best. And, you know, my bride and I have spent many months down there searching out the best, because this is what we love to do, is put the best in our body. And it's the difference between skim milk and whole milk. Right?
Okay.
It's like, well, you're drinking water. You're taking a tincture of water, or you're taking a tincture of molasses. That's the difference between his and the others. And it is, yeah. I mean, you talk about sleeping at night. You talk about giving your body what it needs.
That's really cool. I had no idea it was so cool. Well, I'll try some. So you think, and it's supposed to be pretty anti-inflammatory, right, Sean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my bride, she fell off a trailer. We're doing some demolition work, helping a friend out, and she fell 6 feet on her back on the concrete. And, yeah, hadn't been sleeping for about 6 months. The first night of taking a dropper of his CBD oil, slept, you know, 9 hours through the night.
I'll be done. That's great.
And so, yeah, she takes it 3 times a day. I take it every morning. I take it every night. Just like we do our sulfur, take every morning, every night. We take it separately, but it's something that you will not believe. I mean, but they say, you know, anybody can take up different, you know, different dosages, and theirs is very, very powerful of tasting, you know. And, I mean, it is a difference. You taste any other CBD oil, it's like, oh, wow, that kind of just kind of tastes like water. And then the other one, theirs, you could say, oh, well, that, ooh, that's like pepper. You know, big difference between water and pepper.
Okay, well, yeah. That's quite a
get some and check it out.
Quite
and,
a testimonial, yeah. It's been. But you don't feel any psychoactive effects of it?
Oh, no, there's absolutely zero. No. There's absolutely zero.
Good. Because yeah, I don't like
there's
that.
There's no THC. Yeah, there's no THC. Yeah, I don't smoke. I don't do any cannabis or anything. And I believe that the hemp plant is way more powerful than the marijuana plant. I mean, who knows on the propaganda out there of what they're trying to do. But, you know, I believe that there's going to be, you know, big changes here. You know, more and more people get educated on it. The thing is, again, know the source and know the process. Everybody's going to go out there and just get the other garbage out there. And I would love to have everybody get the best in the world. And I tell you, all the research that we've done, it is the number one in the world. I tell people, go spend $1,000, get 10 different ones. They're, you know, on average around $100 an ounce. And you try all 10 of them and you'll taste, feel nothing with the other nine, and you will definitely feel it with the Zapex oil there.
Well, cool. Definitely. That's quite a testimonial there. I'm sure Andres appreciates that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good job. Very thorough.
Question on the rebounding there. Since Al Carter sold and everything, any changes in any deliveries or anything there? I've got some more people that want to get the rebounders. Everything still?
No, everything's cool. Yeah, they're a good company. Good company.
Everything's
good
still
people.
Working like clockwork.
Yep, and we got them on sale right now, so have them email me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. So that's another old timers trying to get on it and take responsibility for. Personal responsibility for their health care.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
I tell people it's a bottom-up thing. It's not a top-down thing.
Well, thanks for calling, Mr. Sean. We sure appreciate it.
You bet you will. Make it a great day, and we'll talk with you again sometime.
Okay. Take care. Let me know if you can need something. Bye.
All right.
Quite a testimonial for the... Yeah, I didn't even notice. We have it in the store if you want to try it. Wow. Apex CBD oil. We like Andreas. He's got some pretty cool stuff. I mentioned the other oil. Okay, one final one, then we're going to go. My wife of 13 years has decided to proceed with a divorce. Huh. We have 3 kids, and they're taking it well because they stay busy in life. They stay busy in life. I find that I am losing my filter when talking to people. I don't know what that means, filter. And I'm practically addicted to talking to other women now. I'm completely frightened of the emotional, financial insecurity and lack of intimacy and being away from the kids for too long. I was wondering if you had any suggestions for how to help cope with these changes.
Oh.
Well... I'm no expert at this stuff. You know, the one thing I would just do is, the number one thing is just to get real clear with her and just become the absolute best friends that you can at this point. Better than you've ever been. Just if she wants to go, well, that's the deal. And just, you know, just accept that. As your karma dharma, and just really love her and as your friend and be best friends, and just make it easy on the kids and just move on, and you're going to have a lot of different emotional and stuff like that that comes up, but you know, just work with those the best you can and talk to yourself and it's kind of a whole package. This will be a great growing experience for you. To email her, you'll look back at this and say, man, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. What I learned from this. 13 years, that's a long time. Well, There's no magic bullet to it. When these things happen, you know, you just got to dig in and really talk to God and say, okay, I need some help here. And, yeah, you get that emotional stuff going. It's tough. But, you know, just be with it. I think the easiest way to work through emotional things is to not be frightened of them or not try to stuff them, but to close your eyes and really feel how it feels to be financially insecure and feel how that feels, and then look at it and say, okay, now, what's it going to take for me to not feel this way? And, you know, there might a lot of different things come up. Maybe you got to get another job, maybe whatever. Maybe you got to just give it to God. There'll be something that'll come up so you can be able to face it without it devouring you. As my teacher said, every now and then you have to face the lion, or I used to know the exact way he said it, face the lion or the tiger, because at the end of the day, you're going to find out that the lion or the tiger couldn't hurt you anyway, once you face it. And that's the easiest way, the quickest way. It takes a lot of courage to do that, to really get quiet and close your eyes and say, okay, I'm feeling, wow, this is strong feeling. What's going on here, and what am I going to do to move through it? Because you don't want it, you know, yeah. Because if you stuff it, it just builds up, you know. Just could get out of the relationship, kind of backing up, bowing, you know, like the Japanese do. Back up, bow, back. Just with grace and charm. Absolutely let her go. Feel. Just let her be. Let her go. Because that's what she wants to do. And she gets to do what she wants to do. So do you. And so when those things happen, boy, it's just... And you'd be surprised how better things feel when you really get clear on that, you know. It's not your choice. And this is not what you want to do, but she has free will and she gets to do exactly what she wants. And when you do that, it's going to be a lot easier on the kids. They're going to learn from you that you're doing it with grace and charm. And it's not easy, but you're doing it. And you got to be real careful. You can't just do it on the outside, but because if you harbor these, man, I can't believe she's doing this, you know, what a dumb thing and whatever. If you do that on the internal, you know, she feels all that too. So do the kids. So there's no secrets with these deals. You know, there's no secrets. You got to get squeaky clean with it, especially on your inner life. Because she knows what's going on in there. So if you're outside, you know, with a smiley face, and you drive away and talking bad to her, you know, that doesn't count. You know, can't do that. Nope. Squeaky clean. But you know, I would recommend that you talk to her on your quietly to yourself. You don't have to talk to her. I mean, that's good too. But if there's some things that are difficult for you to talk to her now, you know, out in the open, just do it on the inner. Do it on the inner planes. And you'd be surprised how much energy you can kind of bust up just doing that. Even write her a letter, and don't even have to give it to her. Just write her a letter with everything that you're feeling and blah, 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 and then burn it. That's a good thing to do, too. That really helps you burn through some stuff. But I think the real thing is the takeaway is not to stuff it around and get stuff it in and get all clogged up. And, you know, it's not good. Not good. So hope that's helpful. I'm no expert at this, but that's what I would do. So, Joy, Bridget and I were talking about this idea of not questioning self and to love ourselves, and it's just number one. I mean, Jesus talked about every spiritual teacher worth anything, worth their salt, you know, talks about this. It's so important. For even when we're doing silly things, to love ourselves. And You'd be surprised how much stronger you get, you know? You really would. I'm eating this burger doodle, I just know it's a dumb. You know, rather than that, it's like, boy, you know what? I'm really feeling like a burger doodle, and I love you, Patrick, and you know what? You're going to be fine. Enjoy yourself, and I love you, so don't you just do it. You'd be surprised how strengthening that is. And again, what I said to Bridget, remember that there's absolutely no one, you can take this to the bank, there's no one, nowhere, or no thing worth, that matters. That matters. That's an important word that will ever give you a hard time about what you've done. Nobody. That matters. You may have a priest or a whatever that gives you a hard time and wants you to repent, and well, then I'd hold on to your wallet and I'd move along, because that's the most, in my opinion, that kind of stuff, this whole sin thing and guilt is one of the most controlling, just one of the worst things you can do to somebody. And it's all around the world, and religions are built on it. And it's just not good. It's just unconscionable. Not right. You know, it doesn't mean that we don't have to reap what we sow. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, you can go out and rob a bank and just love yourself while you're doing it. That's dumb. You know, anytime you encroach on somebody or their property, then you got to pay it back. And so you don't get to go punch somebody and say, well, I'm just going to be cool with it and love myself while I'm punching. Well, good, but you get to punch back. So there's karma. But to give yourself a hard time for doing something that doesn't affect anybody but you, is, you know. So I found a little special song I was going to play for Bridge, because I can tell that she's really into this, and she says, I'm working on it, so that's good. I love you all very much, and this will be a nice one for Bridge and for all of you who are learning to love yourself. It's a great song. I forget who wrote this thing, but this kind of says it all. So I'll see you on Monday. We're going to have fun. Good shows for you all next week. I love you all very much. You're doing really good. You're doing the best you can.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away. To me, I found the grace, love of all inside of me, the greatest love of all is easy to. well is the greatest love of all. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how